It is for the sake of sentient beings, countless in number, as space is limitless in extent, that the goal of complete and perfect Buddhahood is to be attained. And in order to do so, one must exert oneself in listening, reflecting, and meditating on genuine teachings. So with this as the goal and the procedure in mind, which is the bodhicitta, the commitment to enlightenment, the attitude with which we must start.
Kayin kunchap sambe huizarichi. Rola lodu mama namjipa. Jarva nyemi nyitam jarva se. Mapam jambi yangla sansan ne. Yemi takchen talam nechen. Yandam pakpa lamsang tsenpa go. Untam nambaran jepa tenju jen. Sikdoon lekpar sede kebar sa.
So having prostrated to having prostrated to the victor, the companion of the sun, and the heirs of the victor, the invincible one, he who is smoothly melodious, Manjushri. To he who opens the, or enables the light of intelligence to shine distinctly in beings with the light rays of loving kindness which pervade the expanse of space. This door which reveals the excellent path of those who are genuinely noble beings, who do not settle in the extremes of existence or non-existence, of permanent duration nor nihilistic extinction. This treatise, which distinguishes the middle from the extremes will be explained, the meaning of its words being carefully analyzed.
Telander Yatsab Sachi Samba, Joga Tenji Chembo Dingai Yajar, Sambichu Dingai Yajar Tikachi Chon Tadake, Lange Ne Samo Tanyi Dang Driver Tikonani to Embar Seba Wu Dang Tan Number and Jeb Tenjun Den Cheper Seba La.
So this treatise, which distinguishes the middle from the extremes by showing the precise nature which is free of both extremes, the profound key to all of the paths of the greater and lesser vehicles, which is one volume of the set of five great texts, the supreme treatises of the Bodhisattva of the 10th level, the regent, will be explained here. And in connection with that explanation, there are four main points treated of, namely the meaning of the title, the translator's homage, the homage of those who translated the text from Sanskrit into Tibetan, the meaning of the text itself, and the concluding remarks.
Deyang jagar jeke do madinta webaga poke do udan tan number in jebe tiglever seba kisawa. Re ta ke ni bo te xin jian na ke ni xin jian na ma den da ke pa pe ke do un ta we ba ga nan ba ren je ba kar ka chig le wer se ba chi ren ba ta ra pha dang da we te kho na ni wo gang yin ba ta.
So then the first point, the meaning of the title, first we have the title in Sanskrit, Madhyanta Bibhanga Karika, or in Tibetan, Udangta Nambara Jepa Sig Leura Sepa. And so if we then set these next to each other, then the term Madhyanta in Sanskrit, in Tibetan, is U-ta, in English, the middle and the extremes. Similarly, Bibhanga goes with Nambarajepa, meaning to fully distinguish, discern, or analyze. And Karika, Siglewarsepa, means rendered in verse. So if we take each of these in respective order, then what is it that is the middle? It is the precise nature which is free of extremes. What are the extremes? They are permanent, the extreme of permanent duration on the one hand, the extreme of nihilistic extinction on the other, which are unmistakenly distinguished in this treatise, the entire treatise being rendered in verse. Therefore, it is said to be a versification.
Nyeba tanjor sare George sane phakpan jambar yonor chobala sa ta lo kipe kipe tin yitin jambar yang sa ta.
So then the second point, the homage of translators is we bow down to the noble one, the youth Manjushri.
Then George sa te lo tawa nan ki Jagar jeke ne po jeke de jurva kapso jurva la parche me batang jur jorn tar sim batang sunan je cho chembo zobe che do tini lak pala je tin jambi yang lan che pala je pare.
So then the significance of this translator's homage is that the translators in rendering the text from the Sanskrit into Tibetan then start by addressing themselves to a superior being with the purpose of removing obstacles to the translation and for the sake of being able to perfect the work of the translation as well as in doing so to be able to complete the accumulations. Therefore, the homage to a superior being is the first step.
Ta somba lam, somba yonga tongri. Tsaabe sache somba yonga tongla. Domche go nindor tenpa tang, domche kendor tenpa tang, ते तो ये बारी ये बन्ना बन्नी ये बल्ले तांबो दोन दिगोनी दो टेम बन्ने सिनी ड्रेपा ते कोना निंबो ताने गोबतां ते ने तं ड्रेवन तो ठीक बल्ला ना मैं बावो ही सब सोंगे.
So the third point dealing with the meaning of the actual treatise has two main points: the brief presentation in the form of headings and the expanded explanation of the meaning of these. So the first is presented as follows in the root: the traits, the obscurations, and the precise, the remedies which consist in meditation, the stages of that and fruit attained thereby, as well as the vehicle unsurpassable.
Tenjun di tenju wu dan ta nambar nje pan de ye wu ne xiab ji par de du pe wu yab je tong tam je wu yab je tong ma lu pan nam do do na nambar dun do Dote Namba Dunton Dovaran Jorte Tomar Hibarasawa Tomaram Tangpur Hibarasawa Kunzang Gansini Tembatang Kunzang Kisawa Kun Nyo Mombatang Nambar Sawa Sanchoke Sini Temba Tunda Kunzang Gansini Temba Konde Gansini Temba Chikandawa. Ti jiso number sama teang number sawam number takwam yangilin deba teang deba pamba le tope tope ser namzang teni deba pamba le tope ti ser deba ting ti jiso deba ting gubijun ting karre namrang de drapa pawa latena tope drapa tin drapa tene drapa pawa te yang te khona ni la mepe te khona ni gomba latena soe sena mepe pawa jo wa ti sena te khona ni tin te yin to te khona ni la mepe nyin bo gom gu be sena gomba gomba chota nyin bo te Nimbo lam de rang, juila, chip and neck up. Juila chis said, Nimbo rang, same juila chick over one. Same juila chip and neck up. Kang in be, kang in batang. Nimbo gomben drevo. Kang topa trog, ne chertina. T. Nimbo the Nimbo gombe neck up than drevos on the gombe lever. Sanje ni tope, dope sanje de combang ni tope, topper sabre, tumo maimba lam caresana, sanje de combang topper sabre, tumo maimba lam, tikwa chembo imba sena, tikwa lana mebe, chichu, mixane, chepa doke, mixane tembate, leveling up at the kinji, chichu tembate, ton number dundo. Yeah.
So then, if one were to summarize the meaning of the entire text from beginning to end, then it could be summarized in 7 points. So these are the 7 points which contain the entire text. The first of them, the first subject to be known is the presentation of the traits, the defining traits, the defining characteristics, or the definition of kunsang, kun referring to kunenyumong, the state of affliction, sang referring to the state of refinement, or purification. So the first of these, affliction, is equivalent to samsara, and refinement is equivalent to nirvana. So these are the definition of these are presented first. Subsequently, because the accomplishment of the state of refinement depends on relinquishing the obscurations to that, what obscures it, then the obscurations are presented as the next point. The third point is the presentation of the precise nature, because it is through focusing on the precise nature of these obscurations that they are given up. Similarly, the way of meditating, which constitutes a remedy, is through focusing on the precise nature. And this remedy arises in one's own mind stream in progressive stages. So the next point presented are the progressive stages of the arisal of the remedy of meditation in one's mind stream. And the sixth point is the result attained through that meditational remedy. So these 6 points are presented generally, and finally, the specific traits of the insurpassable vehicle are presented in detail, because, and why is this path insurpassable? It's because it is the uncommon path for attaining the level of Buddhahood. So these are the seven points which contain the entire text. So the second point is the expanded explanation of the meaning of these, which is as follows. There are two major subdivisions within these, the first being the general way of explaining the theme or that which is to be known, and the second being the explanation in an uncommon fashion of the Mahayana. With respect to the first, there are three subdivisions: the theme to be known or object to be known, the path to be practiced, and the fruit of this path. With respect to the first of these, there are also three points: the definition of the theme, the obscuration to be abandoned, and the precise nature to be realized. In connection with the first, there are two subdivisions: the definition of the state of affliction and the definition of the state of refinement or refined state. So the first of these corresponds to the defining characteristics of samsara, and the second to the defining characteristics of nirvana. In relation to the first of these, there is the essence of the essence or makeup of the afflicted state, and how this affliction comes about. In relation to the first of these, it is taken from the perspective of the fundamental mode of being and from the perspective of the apparent mode of being, and how to come to an understanding of the meaning of these.
Ta kunyun latav satini bale kunyun jong ngola somre ngola somle tambo ne torje wang de sebane yanda mai kundo yu telani bo yu mai tongba ni ne dela yu tela yang ne te yuto. Tungba mayin matong, tungba mayin matong min, teta we na tam che ye. Yuepe mepe yuepe na, tena ome lang yinu jisaba song.
So then, what is being dealt with now is the essence or makeup of the state of affliction, which is treated of under 3 points, and the first of these is from the perspective of the fundamental mode of being of the state of affliction, which is described in the root text as follows. Incorrect conceptualization exists. The dualism connected with this does not. The emptiness connected with this exists. In connection with this, there is that existing as well. Empty it is not, not empty not. Therefore, there is an explanation for all. Because of what exists, does not, and does, this path which is the middle is defined.
This is the path which is Now yam sabati, yang tapa main bukun to topa sam. Jesu yu ki sati. Because to so Jesu yu pati ngobori yu pati chikpare. Dedara. Kolva nama. Nyumi du charwa. Nyumi se jidun kolva nama ngusu yu pati. Yo mare se ne nyon togo mare. Nyumi di kharwa. Dhetsa manangwara. Suchang ga manila. Nawa teyang. Kowe nawa teyang. Rang kundu tokpa wangki. Kundu ko wangki suma le. Yendo chorpa chonze chang meba tropa jumsin ti se na. Tanyi la korpa madabasir do. Madabasir, kowa nyi kundu tokpa wangi. Kowa te kundu ko wangi yuepa yinpar yuochen. Kowa tanyi tu yuepa te kundu ko wangi yuepa yinpar yuochen, yechen. Tela madaba, tela madaba yinwan ki sawo. Dikasu madaba yinwan, hoya. Ki sawo, zoksik la nga sori chasa.
So the first point commented on is the statement from the root text saying incorrect conceptualization exists. And this is commented on as follows. In the context of what appears in the form of impure samsara, and Rinpoche mentioned here that the term impure samsara, the seeming appearance of the impure samsara means that samsara does not truly exist. So with reference to that, there is what is called the empirical existence, Zesu Yupa, and Zesu here refers to Nupo, so substantial existence. So there is what is called the empirical or substantial existence of sheer conceptualization, which is an incorrect interpretation, serving as the basis for the appearance of everything. And in this way, then, the appearance of samsara arises undeniably or indisputably. Indisputably meaning that since samsara directly is encountered, then it would not be possible to deny its appearance. So there is no one who would be able to deny, negate, or refute the bare appearance of samsara. The appearance itself, however, arises due to one's own conceptual process. And other than that, does not exist in the slightest. Therefore, in order to avoid denying samsara on a relative level, it is posited as being in existence as a byproduct of the conceptual process. And it is this which is called the impure dependent aspect, or that aspect which is impure and dependent, or an impure dependency.
Yewanga namchi sam. Yewanga namchi sam sikite. Yewanga namchi te tanda chikwa kare. Koin to topa. Yewanga namchi sam. Yang na koin to topa. Koin to ni chikwa re. Yewanga namchi sam. Koin to tela. Chetar nama tar. Namchi la chetar nama tar che. Namchi la zongze nisa nangu yere. Zungze nipo tene, tetar, yopa mainte. Pena kandere, remo lantumi da nawata. Remo lantumi da nana yang, remo ranga ngoni tumbo da mabo yomare. Tumbo mabo yorebe. Toyo la mer nawa. Toyo la mer nangare da marebe.
So then the next statement in the root text is the dualism connected with this does not. It does not exist. And that is commented on as follows. Connected with this means connected with this conceptual process or dependent consciousness. Dualism means the dualism of perceived and perceiver. So Rinpoche said that given a process of consciousness, this involves perceived and perceiver. However, this dualism of perceived and perceiver in connection with the process of consciousness does not exist in the way that it appears. So it does not exist in the way that it appears to do so. For example, the appearance of three-dimensionality in a painting. So in a painting, there would not be an actual difference in distance forwards and backwards in the painting, but there would be an impression of that, an impression of a three-dimensionality which was not there. Similarly, if one takes a cairn or a pile of stones arranged as a votive offering, seen from a distance, this might appear to be a human being, whereas this pile of stones is not a human being. What is it then? It is merely a complete imputation. It is a total imputation. It is merely an idea without having any actual essence of its own. So the next statement then in the root is the emptiness connected with this exists. So emptiness means that which is empty of the dualism of perceived and perceiver. And this exists in connection with what? It exists in connection with the consciousness, which is described as being dependent. So the emptiness exists in connection with the dependent consciousness, that is to say, in connection with the conceptual process. And how does it exist? It exists as the pure being of the phenomena, the pure being or nature of the phenomena. That is to say, it is fully established or perfectly exists, which means it exists by nature or is naturally found.
Jumsin ti sena yin dong lo la tong yin thak tok pa te kun do gan ne lo gam sem je ne lo yin go gre yin go ba de.
And this is explained in the Shentong, or empty of other Madhyamaka, that the ultimate emptiness is the fundamental ground or the fundamental nature of the conceptual process.
Tela yang ne te yoto. Tong ni tela yang, tundu. Tong ba ni tela yang ne. Kundo te yore, kandesu yore.
So in connection with this, there is that existing as well, which is commented on. In connection with this means in connection with this emptiness, there is that conceptual process existing. How? Existing as the host phenomena, host phenomena, meaning that phenomena which bears the nature, and is therefore called the Chu Chen, that which has the nature, the host phenomena. So in connection with this emptiness, that conceptual process exists as well as the host phenomena. So then the meaning in brief then would be that the emptiness is something existing where within the conceptual process, and how as the very being or nature of that process, and the conceptual process also exists in relation to the emptiness, and how as the host or bearer of that emptiness, which is its being or its true nature. So then this is further commented on through specifying two factors, the nature and that which bears the nature. And in this connection, the nature will be compared with the heat of fire, and that which bears the nature, the fire. So in specifying these two factors, then two different cases will be found. One, in the context where realization has not occurred, in which case there will be no awareness of the fire and its heat separately. One will not know the fire and its heat as being separate, or one will not be able to distinguish them separately. And at the time or in the context where the realization is present, these two will arise within the original wisdom itself, which sees exclusively the nature of pure being. So this is the, at the time of realization, what arises is that original wisdom which has the insight into the nature of pure being exclusively.
Devena sajate junsin tisena. Devena junsin tesari imbisena. Kundo zesu yore. Kundo zesu yore tunda de kare. Tani dum lover yore. Dikap zesu yore tani dum lover yore tunda lakovore. Mlover yore. Kundo zesu yore palm. Tani dum lover yore ser. Tongba kona maila, kundo de tongba kona mare, tani de yore. Tongba kona ina, tani de yamigore. Yojang, mawa tarje, kundo de yoni, yojang, Nawa tar. Nawa yendo. Ketar nawa yendo. Kondola zungze nis nana yang. Nawa yendo zungze ni mepe. Zungze ni mepe serna. Matong bayang mainte. Matong bayang mare. Junsin tisena. Tetavena. Junsin tetari yamba tisena. Tsun detavla gongne. Dole, Kirab de Paru de Simba Dole, Kirab de Paru de Simba So, Dode Tale, Tumba Yang Main, Matomba Yang Maino, He, Sumbate, Tan Tada Kakwa, Ruben Tatanje Kakware, Tan Tada Kakwaye, Soryaga Tiki, Jebai, Inje.
In the way that it appears to do so. And therefore, it is not lacking in emptiness either. For those reasons, it has been taught in such sutra collections as the Prajnaparamita and so on, it is neither empty nor lacking in emptiness either. And in this way, there is an explanation for all the extremes to be refuted, each on its own terms. So it's not that some of the extremes have been refuted and others neglected. But given this formula, all cases are covered without this definition being given from one perspective only, or only covering one instance or direction.
Tetar Cheketo Tetar Kang Na Kang Meba Tene Titungba Yangta Bacetava Yin Yin the Jisun Tong Della Lama Yapa Kang Yamba Tene Deri Yapa Yangta Bacetava Yin the Rab the Hite Detar Tungba Ni Yin Sini Sinje malopa manor para temba yino. Si yin 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 devale, kenjo yin 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 devale sombare. Sombatar. Sinje pa seche de mandi ba sosor seve. Hirab ji. Yopa de mepa tsote sosor sego ye sombare. Yopa de mepa lekbar. Jepa kapso. Seve kapso. Takwa travel drought and turbacable pet and yard the summer. Takwa la drought and tori yimbe tenang tori yimba seje de Takwa and the drought and tori yimbe tenang kamnang drought nguje Takwa de tumba de yendo Takwa la drought and tori yimbe tenang. Drol ngui je thakwa te tongba re. Thakwa te la drol ngui me epe se na. Thakwa te drol ngui je tongba re. Pe te yendo. Yang takpa tondo. Tampa tondo. Yang takpa tondo. Tong tampa re mi yendo. Zungze nyi so nawa. Zungze nyi so nawa. Yang takpa mayimba koyendo tokpa. Tokpa nyi yopan de ye tse na yang. Zongzi Yinan Gantropa Yepa Tena Yepa Kamna Yang Kang Meba de Zongzi Nere Kang Meba ne Takwa la Dror Meba Yendo Kang Meba ne Zongzi Nibunde Yende Zongzi Nizon Tori Yimba Tusu Yang Takwa la Dror Don Tori Yimba Kapso kāng yōpa thakwa tēlā mēpa dhōrīng pa tē yīndō kundō lō zhōngzī nīsō nāngyēng thōrīng pa kāpsu yāng kāng yōpa tē kundō rē, kāng mēpa nē zhōngzī nī rē kāng mēpa nē zhōngzī nī pa tē yīndē nāngyāng tē tā rē trō mānyōng pē jīmsē kār rē Zhongzhe Nyesho Nang Na Yang, Zhongzhe Nyesho Chow Manyong Wei Na, Chow Manyong Wei Sen Na, Kuntou Tene, Zhongzhe Nyesho Ti Tong Go, Ta Tong Sar Kande Re, Kuntou Thakpa Tab Te, Zhongzhe Nyesho Dor Tab Tong Bare, Tong Sar Te, Kiso. Dor Mi Chang, Dor Mi Chang, Dor Mi Na Yang Thakpa Rangyi, Thakpa la dhol mi na yang thakpa rani, thakpa te ni, thanyi tu yoba tang. Thanyi tang da dhol da thakpa dhol da dhulpa kaab je, truji thakpa da thanyi tu yoba tang. Dhol meba ni, thakpa te la yoba tar. Thakpa thanyi tu yoba tang. Thakpa la dhol meba te yang thanyi tu yoba tar. Dhala lama kang yoba ne. Thanyi tu, Kundo yoba tang, lama yoba de karre, tanyi do kundo yore, namdo de tanyi do yore. Kang meba de zungze nyi yomare, zungze nyi ji tongbare. Dele tongba nyi, dele tongba nyi, chuni ji tsordo yonzo toba am. Dele kundo dele tongba nyi de, kundo go chuni ji tsordo yonzo toba am. Yoba nyi bo tene, yoba nyi yore. Kundo tanyi du yoba tang, kundo de la tongba ni chuni ji tsor du yoba di yoba ni yore, yoba ni bo de ne, yoba r ke len baam, yoba r ndu gu de, yoba r ke len se kare, yoba r ndu gu ba, yoba r ndu ba de kare, yoba r ke len gu de. De ke ma lang na jung ka yore, ta kundo tanyi du yoba tang, kundo de la tongni chuni ji tsor du yoba r ke len gu de. Kundo mebar khe lang na chung ka yore. Khurwa temi dun yorwe ser. Yorwe. Kundo thanyi dun mi na khurwa temi dun yorwe ser na thanyi la kurban de pa chung dun yorla. Tungba nyi tene. Tung nyi tene chujin kundo teye teng do trupat sor ji yopar ma zong na tung nyi te kundo te la kundo teye teng do Teng duam te la drupa tsor ji yoba tsor ji drupa tsor ji yoba ra ma zong na ma zong par ga na tongba nyi te kundo ke chuni te drupa ra ma zong na zong zi nyi po yoba ra njo wa ti se tong nyi te kundo ke chuni ji tsor da mi na teni zong zi nyi kundo la zong zi nyi yoba chong yore Zhongzhe ni yuebar njoba jyumtsin tiyi ser na Tung tambar Tung tundam la dhru tokpa chungdu njoba jyorte Thanyi to Gakpa tan dhrupa kangyi ba Gakpa tan dhrupa kangyi ba Tha chik to khe len chor da hi chor hi guje Dele Dena Dokso chi Tung yendun jorba ser Dōngsō jī tōng yīndun jī vēsērē. Kundō tēlā, kundō tēlā tōngbā nī tī zhōngzī nī jī tōngbā tōng nī tī chūnī jī sōr dō mī nā, kundō lā, tēnī zhōngzī nī yuā pār thār vī jōng yuā pār. Jī vēsērō, jūn yā, tī pār. Tēnī,
yīk nīn jīn rēl dī kāpsō, tēnī, Kang na, Kang meba, tene, Kang dampo de nangwa dao re.
Kang dampo de kundo, Kang meba de zungzing ni. Yoba de kundo tanyi de yoba tang, kundo la tongyi, zungzing ni jitongba tongyi yoba re. Meba de kunda re. Yoba de yenwang tang tongyi ni re. Yenwang kundo de tani de yabare. Yondo kundo la chuni de to de yabare.
Oh, yeah.
Lasso.
So then this is further commented on, citing from Vasubandhu, a commentary of his, which says, thus, there is not something in anything, this seen, this emptiness of this is subsequently seen exactly as it is. So in this case, the first kung in the commentary refers to the conceptual process or the conceptualization, and the second kung refers to the duality of perceived and perceiver. So in saying there is not something in anything, it means there is not something of this duality of perceived and perceiver existing in any conceptual process. And the emptiness of this is seen exactly as it is. This is the remainder which exists. And this is precisely known exactly as it is to exist here. Thus, the emptiness, the defining characteristics of emptiness, or the definition of emptiness, is presented free of error. And this quotation then is further commented on in the following fashion, namely using the example of a snake and a rope, where one has the delusion that the snake, that the rope is a snake. So in the context of having such a confused impression, if one carefully analyzes what exists in that case and what does not exist, using discriminating knowledge, discriminating here meaning the ability to distinguish the specific factors without mixing them. So in other words, distinguishing carefully what exactly it is that exists and what doesn't exist in connection with this delusion of the rope being a snake, then one finds that the rope is empty of an actual snake. So the emptiness here is in the sense that there is no snake in the rope. So it is empty of an actual snake. and similarly,
snake the car symbol.
So this snake is very important. And similarly, in connection with what appears to be the duality of perceived and perceiver while not in actual fact existing, this is the context in which incorrect conceptualization exists. And just as in the example, we have to distinguish here what it is that exists and what does not. And what does not exist is the duality of perceived and perceiver as such. And what does exist is, even though this appears, this duality appears, um, It has never existed in the way that it appears. No, sorry. So what does not exist is the duality of perceived and perceiver, and the reason for that is that it has never existed in the way that it appears to do so. So conceptualization is understood as being empty of this duality of perceived and perceiver. So just as the rope was empty of the snake, the conceptual process is empty of the duality of perceived and perceiver. So then the remainder is talked about, having subtracted what does not exist, and so then one arrives at the remainder, that which does exist. So in the case of the rope, then, having subtracted the snake, so even though the snake does not exist there, there is a remainder which does exist. In fact, one could see that remainder from two different aspects. There is the rope itself, which exists conventionally, and the actual non-existence of the snake exists in the rope. So there are these two types of remainder existing there. And similarly, in the case of the conceptual process, what is the remainder existing and what is it that is subtracted? So having subtracted the duality of perceived and perceiver from the conceptual process, the remainder existing is the conceptual process itself conventionally, as well as the emptiness of that which exists, that is to say, is perfectly established as the pure being or actual nature of the phenomenon, of the process. So, after having subtracted the duality of perceived and perceiver, there will still be these two things existing, namely the conceptual process conventionally and the emptiness existing as the nature of that. And these two forms of existence must necessarily be accepted and asserted. Otherwise, one gets into several binds. So the first flaw of not claiming the existence of the conceptual process conventionally would be that one would deny that samsara ever existed on a conventional level. And in negating the emptiness, not accepting its existence in an affirmative way within the host phenomena, one would be or the duality of perceived and perceiver that would then exist, which would be equivalent to the fault of exaggerating with respect to genuine reality, or applying an exaggeration to the ultimate level, claiming that the duality of perceived and perceiver actually existed, which would be the result of denying the real existence of the emptiness. So we can see from this that in coming to either of these conclusions, that is to say, whether it is a negation or an affirmation applied to the conventional level, one has to know what one is doing. So one has to know how to propose either conclusion, whether it be a negation or an affirmation conventionally. Otherwise, it turns into the opposite, or it takes on the opposite meaning. As we saw, negating the existence of the emptiness would be equivalent to affirming the existence of the dualism of perceived and perceiver. So depending on how one applies the negation, one gets the opposite affirmation out of it. So therefore one has to be careful, and one has to know the way of applying this negation and affirmation. In this case, the main point being that the factor to be denied is the duality of perceived and perceiver, and the factor to be affirmed is the remainder, namely the existence of the conceptual process relatively, as well as the existence of the emptiness within that process as its very being.
Ta dandan do dona kundo tani de yaba kundo de la zongzi ni me ba zongzi ni ji tong ba tong ni de kundo la chuni ji cho de yaba de yaba ni dang me ba ji de ba
kong ne
yaba ni dang me ba ji
So in this connection, then, there are two things which are existing and one which does not. So the thing which does not exist is the conceptual process. What does not exist is the... What does not exist is the duality of perceived and perceiver. And what does exist is the conceptual process relatively, as well as the emptiness of the duality of perceived and perceiver, which exists as the very nature of that host phenomena or of that conceptual process.
Takpa yinpa ngoma yinpa kapsa yang takpa tanyi to yopa. Takpa te la dror mepa, dror jitongpa. Dror jitongpa te, dror jitongpa te takpa la yopa. Nyi yore, yang takpa la yopa nyi dang mepa chikri. Yopa te karrasa na yopa tangpo takpa tanyi to yopa. Takpa te la dror jitongpa te yopa.
So then, in order to facilitate the understanding of this, then the example of the snake and the rope is used. So at the time when one doesn't recognize that it's a rope and thinks that it's a snake, then even at that time that one's making this mistake, there is one thing which does not exist and two which do. The one thing which does not exist is the snake in the rope, and the two things which do exist are the rope itself conventionally and the actual lack of existence of the snake in the rope.
Jumtin tisena, tina, jumtin tisena, korva duna, korva duna, korva kamna yang, yang tapa main bekundo kam, nisun nawa jinjin, nam si tam, jongchen, jongchen, unsom nawa dena, nangor malavar yepe tang, ta yepe mepe yepe sijit. Korva duna yang, korva truva duna yang, yang tapa main bekundo, main jinda kare. Nisa nawa jinji namrik tam. Ninang jinji shiba. Nisa nawa jinji namrik tam dela. Kamder yang tapa mahimba kundo sikari. Ta yang tapa mahimba kundo kam. Yang na nisa nawa jinji namrik tam yongsheng. Ngunsom nawa dene. Ngunsom da nang yinba nede. Nangur.
So
Kondo tela zongzeng ni se zong yota nang zembe sem ni zongzeng ni bo tade to nawa tar to jetar nawa tar to tola toba me pe ta zongzeng ni je tong ba tong ni de ni tong zongzeng ni tong ga tong ni zongzeng ni je tong ba tong ni de chujin kondo de la chuni je cho do ye pe na Yepa sena nang yang ngobu mato paam nantong songtong yukpa rang yin tu xipe na chur te tabar tokpa na yuemi yepa dronto ta maipa kondep jen tata trawa ome lam yin te ngobu chunye yam, ngobu ne logam ngobu ne sur chetawa yin tu tokpa sero oya Yopi mepi, yopi na tena omen lami.
So we have the final two lines from this part, verse of the root text saying, because of what exists, does not, and does, this path, which is the middle, is defined. So this is explained as follows. So for the reasons given, in the context of samsara, what exists is the incorrect conceptual interpretation or the mistaken process of conceptualization, which is equivalent to the awareness itself. That awareness which contains the or bears the appearance of duality. So that conceptual process or awareness carrying the impression of duality occurs, and due to that there is something appearing directly. So this conceptual process appears directly, it manifests directly, and this exists validly from the point of view of appearance, or as an appearance. So that's the first reason, which later will then be a reason for this being the middle path, because this exists. And what does not exist, as we saw in the example with the rope and the snake, one has to distinguish what exists and what does not. And what does not exist is the duality of perceived and perceiver, meaning the duality of there being an outer perceived object on the one hand and an inner perceiving mind on the other, existing as separate factors. So this is what does not exist in reality in the way that it appears. It does in fact not exist as it appears. And the emptiness, which means that which is empty of the duality of perceived and perceiver, exists as the pure being or nature within this conceptual process, which is the host. And because of that, even though there is appearance, there is no existence of what appears essentially. So even though appearing, it does not exist essentially. That is to say, the nature of the union of appearance and emptiness has been specified. So through this specification of this actual nature of the union of appearance and emptiness, in understanding in this way, this is the middle path, the path of the Madhyamaka, which is free of the extremes of exaggeration and denial as these apply to existence and non-existence. Because this is a realization or understanding of the pure being or very nature of things exactly as it is.
Oh yeah. Tetana tanda kunyon jen tsini tan namzang tsini ni le kunyon jen tsini lang ngo tang tetan tsu ni re ngo la nan tsor je wang de se ba maro ne tsor je wang de se ba nan tsor je wang de se ba teta gen jog de ba to som le nan tsor je maro tang bo la ne tsor je wang de se ba te to ba re.
So then, in relation to the point dealing with the essence or makeup of the state of, oh sorry, there are these two points, the state of affliction and the state of refinement, to be explained. And in relation to the essence or makeup of affliction, this was taken from three angles. The angle of its fundamental nature, its fundamental mode of being, the angle of its apparent mode of being, and the way of engaging in the meaning of these. And in connection with the first of these, namely the explanation of the fundamental mode of being of affliction, this has been explained here.
Yanda maye ngundo yo telanye boyo maye ombanye ne delayo telayane deyo do tomba maye Madome te dave na tam jehe yebe mebe yebe nam tene omelayeno yanda mayin kundo yo te la nyebo yo may Tungpa nye ne dala, dala yang ne te yo, Tungpa mai ma tong, teta ve na tam che, ye be me be ye be, tene o me lam ye no. Dala nye po yo mai. Tungpa nyinan dala yu, tela yang ne te yu. Tungpa mayin mudong mayin, teta vena tam che che. Yuepe, mepe, yuepe na, tena omen lamin.
Incorrect conceptualization exists. The dualism connected with this does not. The emptiness connected with this exists. In connection with this, there is that existing as well. Empty, it is not. Not empty, not. Therefore, there is an explanation for all. Because of what exists, does not, and does, this path, which is the middle, is defined.
다 많이 군도요. 델라니 보요 많이. 동방이는 달라요. 델라양에 대요. 동방 많이 무동미 대답에나 탐지. 예배 매배 예배나 되는 엄을 남이.
Incorrect conceptualization exists. The dualism connected with this does not. The emptiness connected with this exists. In connection with this, there is that existing as well. Empty it is not, not empty not. Therefore, there is an explanation for all. Because of what exists, does not, and does, this path, which is the middle, is defined.
Yandamai kundoyu. Tela nipo yo mai. Tungba nyi nan dala yo. Tela yang nan te yo to. Tungba mai matong mai. Teta ve na tam chi xie. Yepe mepe yepe na. Tena oma lami.
Incorrect conceptualization exists, the dualism connected with this does not. The emptiness connected with this exists, in connection with this, there is that existing as well. Empty it is not, not empty not, therefore there is an explanation for all. Because of what exists, does not, and does, this path, which is the middle, is defined.
Girl.